Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and fell into the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old member straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Hey, 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 this is OMF. I'm back for another dope show. I got my special guest, KM Keisha, in the house. What's up?
Yes, yeah.
Hey,
sir.
How you doing?
Oh, how you doing?
I hope I pronounced your name right. You know what I'm saying?
KM Keisha, you said it right.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, so give us a little, so the floor is yours. Give us a little background on how you got how you got into the music industry and what your influences are, and just a little background on you. Give everybody a little background.
Well, I started rapping when I was, like, very young. I want to say around, like, 11, 12 years old. And back then, the kind of music I was, you know, the kind of music that had up, that was out back then, it was, like, more of, like, crime mob. It was, like, Trina, like Remy Ma, like all the popping female artists back then when I was around that age. I kind of looked up to that because I thought, you know, being like a female rapper out of all the boys, I think I felt like that was hardcore, you know, for a female to, you know, to go by all these, you know, male rappers and be the female that's just killing it and stuff like that. I feel like that was some kind of motivation to me. And when I started growing up and, you know, still having a childhood and stuff like that. So I grew up still liking, you know, to rap. I didn't take it serious until, you know, until I got a little bit older. So, but yeah, you know, me being like a female rapper, you know, because I be hearing stuff about, you know, like, you know, you go hard and stuff like that. You should do this. You should do that. And, you know, like, you know, not to mention the you know, the compliments about you beautiful, you pretty, you know, sexy and all that stuff there. You know, I didn't want to, you know, to get to my head too much, you know, because, you know, like the industry, it could, you know, it could have you thinking, okay, you pretty, but you're not pretty, you know, pretty enough. And like sometimes you could feel like, okay, if I'm not pretty enough, if I'm not good enough, you know, I mean, you found me, so how come I'm not good enough and stuff like that? And, you know, it could be like that sometimes. So I just keep myself grounded. You know, I just keep myself centered. You know, just, you know, looking, observe and stuff like that without trying to, you know, like get my head too far up in it. So my thing is I'll just go ahead and keep making music, you know, especially for the people folks to listen to. But, you know, other than that, you know, it's just me. It's just me, KM Keisha, you know. This is what I like doing. So when I got that, you know, that little voice in the back of my head, you know, like when I go on stage and, you know, when I go on the mic, it could be like a little crowd. You know, I'm going to just give it all I have, you know, because somebody, they're going to take it on their phone. They're going to like what they see. You know, I'm really not tripping about that. You know, I don't have to have a whole crowd, you know, just to have everybody move. You know, and me starting out like that, it's honestly a blessing in disguise. Even if you feel like there's not a whole bunch of people out there, when you feel like you deserve a whole bunch of people out there because you feel like you're so talented, you need everybody to hear that. But all that takes time, you know. But everything is going good so far right now. And I'm just blessed to be on this radio podcast talk. I've never been on a podcast to be an interview before, so that's a blessing right there.
Yes, it is, and it's a blessing to Blackout Radio for giving me a chance to have my own podcast. This is my first podcast I ever did, so we're in it together. You know, we learn together. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just honored to have the people that call in my show. And I'm honored to have a female to call my show. You know what I'm saying? Because females don't like to call my show because they don't like what I got to say about the new school hip hop. Well, that's okay. Everybody has their opinion. God gave everybody a voice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's my thing. Don't hate. I ain't going to hate on you. You don't hate on me. I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm saying? I have a right to say I don't like it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Without you having repercussions and threatening me and all this. Oh, you know, this girl, like I said, men is not, we ain't got no men walking around here no more. We got men got girlish ways now. You know
right.
what I'm saying? They don't like me saying that. They don't like me saying that. You know, that's how it is. No, it's unacceptable.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yay.
Hey, I come from a generation. No. Hell no, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable for our children to walk around here with their pants sagging. It's not okay for women to walk around here taking off their clothes to make some money.
Right.
No, it ain't okay. We need to say that. That's why our children are doing what we're doing. That's for another show again, but I'm going to focus on you. You know what I'm saying? Because my show is not always about I talk about stuff that people fail to talk about. That's why they don't like coming on my show. They want me to talk about garbage and the nonsense. No, the Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Black Lives Matter. You know, 24 hours a day. Fuck this rap shit. You know, fuck this music shit. What we're going through is out of control, and our children is out of control. Our women is out of control. Our men is out of control. Fuck hip-hop.
Right.
You know, that's why my show. That's why they don't come on the show because they don't like what I got to say. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I have a right to my opinion, just like you. You a hater, not me. You got it twisted. But like I said, let me focus back on you. So tell me who you're. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about hip hop and where you see it going in the next 5 years.
Honestly, I'm gonna just go ahead and put it out there. Honestly, what I see hip hop in the next 5 years, I feel like it's gonna shift back into the era that it was. I wanna say probably years ago. Well, not long, a long time ago, but to the point where music really mattered. You know, it's gonna go back to where the point, okay, bars matter. It could be, and 9 times out of 10 could be any kind of beat, but people ain't gonna be, you know, jamming to no garbage shit, you know. But I feel like it's gonna be in a much better place. I mean, don't get me wrong, the music today is, you know, it's good, it's okay, you know. I be feeling that, you know, the era a little bit, but it's just like, okay, people taking it way too far. You know, they taking it way too far with the music, and it just, like you said, it's corrupting people, not only the people, but the young ones, like, that's younger than us, you know. It's, you know, I really can't describe it, but I can say that hip-hop is going to be in a much better place, you know, and as long, because it got some dope talent out here, and I'm glad that I'm being recognized a little bit for it. You know, so hopefully I could be part of that shift that hip hop really needs back. You know.
Amen. I thank God for you. I thank for all the people that's keeping hip hop alive, because you know the rules, okay?
Right.
You just didn't get into hip hop and didn't know the rules, okay? The rules is you have to have rap skills, talent, and flow to make hip hop. If you ain't got that, you ain't hip hop.
Right.
Okay. Let's get it straight. You can't freestyle, you ain't hip-hop. Because you had to freestyle first before you became a rapper. Don't watch. You see, them documentaries don't tell you the truth, okay? So I'm telling you the truth. That's why they don't like calling my show either. Because I tell you the truth. That shit that they telling you is a lie, okay? And I was there, okay? I grew up there. I went to the shows. I could back up what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What I say, I could back it up. I just don't say shit that ain't true. Ain't nobody calling my show and disputed what I said yet either. So I must be telling the truth, because if I was lying, they would have been a whole bunch of calls. All right? So let's get that straight. So you got to have rap skills, talent, and flow to make hip-hop. If you ain't got them things, you ain't hip-hop. That's why I don't like the new school. I'm not saying all of them is like that. But the majority of shit they put on popular radio, them people, them rappers and them guests don't got no skills, can't rap. The singers too. The singers using voice box and what's that, auto tunes, high name voices. They ain't no real singers, no real rappers. Music is a joke. Nobody's saying it. They don't like me saying it, right? They bar me. They don't want to play my.
Can't nobody get mad at that. That's your opinion. Can't nobody get mad at that. And not only just hip hop. I feel like R&B is gonna make it shift too. You know, a whole lot of good music is gonna shift into place. And I really just feel that coming. You know.
Yeah, that's why. Mhm. Go ahead.
That's how I feel. I mean, whatever's going on now, because like. I remember when good music existed, you know, I want to say like a while ago, you know, it was good at that time. Not a whole new era has changed, and now we got the music that we have, you know, now. You know, my thing is this here, okay, we listen to what we listen to now, 9 times out of 10, it's, you know, a new era is going to shift, and, you know, this era is going to come to pass, and it's going to have a whole new era, you know. So, me, I'm not tripping about the whole, okay, what hip-hop is today, because, like I said, the era is going to shift. A new wave is going to come in.
Yep, exactly. Because the new school don't know how to rap, don't have no talent, and they don't have no skills. So what they going to say after they take off their clothes and call you a hoe and everything? They ain't got nothing else to say. Because they don't know how to read, because they don't go to school, okay? They forgot. See, they parents, see, the OGs didn't tell them to go have Martin Luther King's dream. Learn how to read, learn how to write, learn how to count, okay? So obviously they are not going to, the hip-hop is going back to where we want it to go back, because they got to come up with something new now. So that shit done played out.
Played out. I'm not gonna say it's played out, but it's.
I'm talking about the.
Era is gonna come. A whole is gonna come.
Yes.
And 9 times out of 10, music is gonna go back to the way it's supposed to be.
Right. Exactly. Amen. And you are one of the. And you the start. Now I'm the starter too, because I started that thing back 4 or 5 years ago, and nobody was feeling me, but everybody's feeling me now.
Yeah.
You know. So you biter. Okay. You are biter now. If you're trying to represent the set. I said 5 years ago, you're a biter. And the first rule of hip-hop is no biting allowed, so you're a biter. You better not say anything, same thing I say. Okay, because you was hating on me 5 years ago. Okay? All right, we're going to move on. Right. We're going to play your song. So introduce your song, Condo, for me.
All right, okay. This is my new song. It's called Say It Right. I released it a few weeks ago. It's called Say It Right by KM Keisha. Y'all go listen to that. It's on all streaming platforms. Go listen to it right now. Let's run these numbers up. Let's get good music back going again so we can go ahead and do this and just feel a vibe and just live it up, period.
All right. Eddie, can we play her song with you?
I see a nigga peeping, I'ma ride him all night. Tight fitted, I'ma grip it real tight. Hey, I'm saying like. And your girl giving bad vibes, she gon' throw. She gon' say what's on her mind, bitch, get it right. And yes, I'm fine like wine, unforgettable. I get it all the time, yeah, you said it right. Move fast like a ghost past time. Wanna bet, gon' flip that dime or all night.
I'm blocking in like a Maryland. I'm that bitch, you running cap, but I don't hear shit. So gon' run that lip. You talking loud, but you ain't got shit. Big cap for a big mouth bitch. I pay no mind or tips. I got my own, I don't ask for shit. It's only once and after that, I ain't got no split. If you ain't mine and I'm in yours, we gon' pay that shit. And that's on wax and we ain't split no shit. And I ain't split no dick. Same hoes that won't lie, they don't owe me shit. Better keep that same feel when I'm on that crib. I'm down to ride when I'm on that dip. Straight diving when I'm on that ship. And I don't spend no bitch. I'm over hoes when I move real quick. Ballin' niggas make these hoes move quick. And they ain't gotta say shit. Bad bitches make these niggas lose their minds. Once they jack them for their bread, shit, they do it every time. Like, I see your nigga peepin', I'ma ride them all night. Tight fitted, I'ma grip it real tight. Hey, I'm sayin' like. And your girl giving bad vibes, she gon' throw. She gon' say what's on her mind, bitch, get it right. And yes, I'm fine like wine, unforgettable. I get it all the time, yeah, you said it right. Move fast like a ghost past time. Wanna bet, gon' flip that dime or all night flight.
I ain't coppin' no please, make them drop it to their knees. Make a bitch move around when you look that sick. I don't dress no secrets, won't believe it, then believe it. But you should keep in mind, I am not that bitch. All that shit for the birds, I am not that chick. Bible, that is my word, don't give a fuck what you heard. I'm a big old freak, I'm grown like it's a her. I need a big old dick, he like it's in my old some grown man.
Wait a minute, I ain't finished, got the strap. In fact, big pressure bust pipes, don't you bitches get smacked. Even though my sex back, I'm coming back and I'm flashing. Straight blasting, and a tool so nasty. Real big freaking, think that I was never classy. Sunshine pussy, throw it up like it's magic. Never get offended cause the niggas love to ratchet. Be yourself, bitch, they don't like to see you happy.
I see your nigga peeping, I'ma ride him all night. Tight fitted, I'ma grip it real tight. Hey, I'm saying like. And your girl giving bad vibes, she gon' throw. She gon' say what's on her mind, bitch, get it right. And yes, I'm fine like wine, unforgettable. I get it all the time, yeah, you said it right. Move fast like a ghost past time. Wanna bet, gon' flip that dime or all night flight.
I see your nigga peeping, I'ma ride him all night. Tight fitted, I'ma grip it real tight. Hey, I'm saying like.
And your girl giving bad vibes, she gon' throw. She gon' say what's on her mind, bitch, get it right. And yes, I'm fine like wine, unforgettable. I get it all the time, yeah, you said it right. Move fast like a ghost past time. Wanna bet, gon' flip that dime or all night flight.
Yeah, we back with KM Keisha. Yeah,
yes,
you sound like, you definitely sound like Trita. You sound like Mary J. You sound like, wait, hold on. the Ron Slangers, wait a minute. Yeah, you do that.
I'll be trying to give
man, Lil' Kim, you got Foxy
like,
Brown
like,
in you.
I'm really serious
you got
about
Foxy Brown in you. You got Lil' Kim. Oh, wait a minute. You got mad skills. Wait. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
I got more than that, big brother. I got more than that.
I know. I done listened to your stuff. That's how I got you. That's how I hit you up. I know you. I know that.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, man. So we're going to take some callers right now, see what they got to say. So we take the first caller.
Two three nine eight, you're live. All right, 415-685, you're live. You're live.
Okay. 919-791,
you're live.
What's up, y'all? This is Jackson. How y'all doing today?
How you doing? We got Kim Keisha on the line.
How you
What's
doing?
What's going on?
Fine. How you doing?
We got another female MC on the line. You got Tupac Peter from North Carolina. We got the MCs on the line now. We got two female MCs on the line. Wait.
Okay. How you doing, Queen?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. You can find me at TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify. TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, y'all need to get together. Y'all two got mad skills. So tell us about your radio show that you get ready to do. Tell us about your radio show and your music.
I'm with Blackout Radio, but I'm for another radio show also. And
So promote
it. It's 919 City to the Bricks radio show. And I'll be on that hopefully next week.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. So what you doing with your music?
I'm recording. I'll go to the studio Friday, so. And I got a few more new songs.
So you got anything out on social media? Are you on anybody's mixtape? What's going on?
I got some songs, one of my homeboy songs. I'm on some of his songs. I'll send them to your email.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Yeah, can we take another caller?
Yeah.
Yo, yo, it's my man Omar.
Yo, what's up? Where you calling from?
NYC. NYC. SX Energy Drink, Sean Felder. Born in the home of hip hop, Boogie Down Bronx. How you doing,
what's
my
up,
dude?
My
How's
homie?
Everything? Great.
We got
great.
My girl, KM Keisha, on the line. So
yes, sir.
I got my boy from.
How y'all doing, ladies?
How you doing?
Great, great. You a rapper, you say?
Yes, sir.
Where you from?
I'm from Louisiana, baby.
Okay. I've been to New Orleans a couple of times in the past. I went down there for the Essence Festival. I know you know about the Essence Music Festival.
Yes, I do, of course.
Mardi Gras. Yeah, they're going to bring it back next year. I can't wait. I'm going to try to hit it back. I'm going to go back down there. Cause I know they had nothing because of the COVID, so they said they're bringing it back.
Yeah.
So be down there with the black culture. So listen, I wish you well on your music thing. How can I find you on social media?
Okay, you can find me at It's Keisha, I-T-S-K-E-S-H-I-A-A. That's on Instagram.
Okay.
You can find me KM Keisha on Facebook. You can find me that on Twitter. And you can find my music on SoundCloud.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the link to all my songs on SoundCloud is in my bio. The link in my bio on my Instagram.
Okay, are you on YouTube too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, was it on YouTube? It's Keisha?
Yeah, Keisha, K-E-S-H-I-A-A.
Okay.
K-M-Keisha.
Okay, And who influenced you to become a female MC? Who was your influence, female MCs back in the day?
Ooh, that would have to be it. My first female MC that I wanted to be like was Remy Ma. It was Remy Ma.
That's from my hometown. Remy Ma's from the Boogie Down. Let me tell you something. I grew up listening to people like Yo-Yo, Queen Latifah, Little Kim, Foxy Brown, Omar T. I'm from that era. You know what I mean? A lot of great female MCs in the New York City history. So,
I say Remy Ma. I ain't mean to cut you off, but I say Remy Ma because when I first seen Remy Ma, it was like, okay, because usually a whole bunch of dudes just be rapping, you know, the dudes be the rapper, but it's like when a female come in, it's about that female when she comes in, all these gangs of dudes and just come in and just kill it and stuff like that, and they just all behind her, you know. That's what made me like Remy Ma so much when I was a kid. I was a kid and I was looking up to her.
Right. And also, you can't forget Eve now. Eve for the Rough Rider, because she can rap like the dudes now. You can't forget about Eve. Gotta put Eve in there now, because she pit bull in the skirt.
Yeah.
I'll check you out and good luck, all right? So, Omar, before I get off, man, tell the whole head, I just came from Atlanta. I went down to Bronx Day, Atlanta, celebration of old school hip-hop. It was live down there in Atlanta, Georgia, man. Bronx Day, Atlanta. They did tribute songs to the late Biz Markie and, of course, the late DMX. So they show a lot of love for the New York legends. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, rest in peace, my boy. Rest in peace, Biz. We're going to keep your flavor going. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep those flavor going, man. We're going to keep them vape. They still sniffing on them vapors, man, and puffing on them vapors. We're going to keep your flavor together, bro.
We're going to keep it together.
Trust me.
And I got his first tape. I got Biz Markie's first tape, and it's called Going Off. And these are the classic songs he got. Picking Boogers.
Say it again.
Biz is going off. Make the music with your mouth, Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Okay.
Say it again.
What about the song he did with
Roxanne Shanté?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. The Juice Crew. I mean, Biz is always on
the original member. The original member of the Juice Crew.
The
MC
Juice
Shan
Crew.
And Roxanne Shanté, okay?
Shanté, Big Daddy Kane, Craig G, The Symphony. Oh, yeah. It's just legendary. It's just legendary. And before I get
DMX
off, y'all,
too,
check
man.
Out
Rough Riders.
DMX, Rough Riders. That's right.
Yeah, Rough Riders. Eve.
Drag on. Oh, listen.
Switch beat.
There's going to be an upcoming Verizon. I'll check that out back in New York August 4th. It's going to be the Lox versus Dead Set. Y'all look into that. Lox versus Dead Set. Verizon at Madison Square Garden. It's going to be crazy. They're hyping up right here back in New York, the home of hip-hop. Lox versus Dipset.
I'm glad we got it together, man, and start come back and stop hating on each other, man, and bring it together. We ran this shit, okay?
And to the young lady, Keisha, I'm gonna check you out. Good luck, all right?
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, Sean, thank you for calling, man.
One love, man. Take care, man. New York, baby. Take care, y'all. Bye bye.
All right.
That's my homeboy from New York City. Yeah, he has an energy drink out. Check it out. And, hit him up on his Facebook and Instagram page under Sean Feller. He send you that energy drink. It's going on. He's doing a lot of things. He got models, too. He works with models, too. Plus size models. And most of his models are plus size. So he's giving the plus size models some love. So he's doing big things, man. It's an entrepreneur, man. He's just a homeboy, man. That's what's up, man. So can we take another caller?
803-991. You're live. 702-425, you're live. 702-425-517-215, you're live.
Hey, what's going on there?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hardhead G-Note from Detroit, Michigan.
What's up, G-Note? You got KM Keisha on the line.
What's up?
What's the deal? What's going on?
We just vibing. We got a female MC on the line. You know what I'm saying? From Louisiana. Yeah, we vibing with Detroit, the home of hip-hop. What's up?
What's up? Hey, I'm just calling, checking in, see what's going on. Tell you about my single I got out that you could get off my website, hardheadgnote.com. We got a very special guest on there, little baby, called Doritos.
Yeah, so tell us how you got into hip-hop and tell us how you got into business and give us a little background on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I actually was born into hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Got introduced at like 7 O.B. Trice in the Stadium Records. And he got me into it. We used to listen to Melly Mel. We used to rap all the time. He's my big brother, best friend. And I've been rapping ever since then, basically.
Yeah, you hear what they – did you hear what he said? The GOAT, Melly Mel, okay? He messed with a legend, okay? Man.
Yeah, that was Obi Trice's favorite rapper as well.
The GOAT. He's the GOAT. He taught all of them MCs how to rap. Ask somebody.
Yes, indeed.
He's the first one. He's the number one, okay? So before they all these other people talk about they're the GOAT, you better recognize.
Yes, indeed. And then later on,
Beat Street, okay? He taught them how to do that continuous flow, taught them how to do that flow, slow flow. How you think Rakim got that shit? How you think KRS got that shit? Okay? Hello.
Yes, indeed.
Listen to Beat Street. Listen to Beat Street, okay? Not the message, Beat Street. Like go in the archives.
I started listening to a lot of Tupac.
Oh, so I say it again.
So I started listening to a lot of Tupac. So that's my my favorite artist. And like our life kind of pretty much been similar. So I did this story a lot.
Yeah, Tupac, Biggie, all of them gone too soon. The heavy dick gone. All the
Biggie, he was
gone.
Yeah, Biggie, he was all right, but he didn't live long enough to be one of my favorites.
Yeah, Pac didn't live long enough either.
Yeah, but you know, he had like 13 CDs out.
Yeah, but he got a catalog of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He was just dope. He was just talented, just straight talented. I know. And look, that's all I listen to when I turn on my radio. I don't listen to this new school shit. I listened to Tupac and Biggie and KRS-One and, you know what I'm saying, some Melly Mel, if I still have it. You know what I'm saying? That's what my inspiration is, man.
Yes,
that's what I keep
going,
you know what I'm saying?
All the legends.
They storytellers. You feel everything they say. You just sit down in your house and you just feel sit down on your chair and just lounge. And you can picture what Biggie and Tupac was saying. You can picture
that
shit right now.
Right, ain't that amazing, though? How you
can shit.
Right, I said, ain't that so amazing though? How you can listen to somebody's music and just put you in a whole mood just by listening to that music.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what hip hop was.
Yeah, only a few MCs could do that though. Not everybody.
And hip hop no more.
Yeah.
What's up? We just say that. It's not hip hop no more. Just keep it real. Nobody want to say that. Oh, yeah, this is new school. That's new school pop. That's what it is. That's a different category, okay? Put it in a different category. I ain't hating on you. Make your money, but don't call it hip-hop.
True.
Put that in another category. Make your money, but don't call it hip-hop.
R&B rap. That's how
okay,
category.
Yeah, I go for that. Yeah. I'll go for that. And they don't even rap, though. You can't even put that rap name on that name. Because they can't rap.
Oh,
you can't even put rap or put hip-hop on that shit. Because hip-hoppers don't rap. Rappers, that's what I'm saying, there's two different genres. There's rap and hip-hop. They can't rap, so you can't put rap next to their shit. You got to put hip hop next to their shit. Because hip hop, you can do anything. You can do anything. Take off your clothes, wear a wig, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to rap. You
nah,
don't watch TV.
That ain't hip hop.
Oh, okay. So what's the problem?
Everybody want to be the same thing.
Yeah. So why they saying I'm a hater, Dan?
Oh, no, you're not no hater if you give out your opinion, if you know that's facts 100%.
I watch TV. I ain't got to say it. Watch TV. Watch TV. Watch Growing Up Hip Hop. Watch The Black Ink. Watch Love and Hip Hop. Watch Black Housewives of Potomac and all that shit. Okay, what are you teaching our children? What are you adults teaching our children?
Yeah, I don't watch none of that.
Nobody speak up about that. Oh, that's new day. Oh, that's just entertainment. Fool, that you ruining our community. You're ruining our people. You're ruining out the young children. You're feeding our children some bullshit.
When shows like that first came out, it was cool to the adults, you know, because, you know, that's like adult stuff. It was cool when it came out because it was entertainment. It was something that you could watch on TV. Now it's just like, okay, they keep putting out the same thing, and, yay, it's going to have, like, it's going to have minds, you know, like, going up and down and stuff like that. So, yeah, you can say, okay, what you're teaching our children and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not bashing the show or nothing because I need to watch these shows, you know, but it got to the point where it just got old. You know, people are getting older and y'all doing the same thing, coming, you know, making up fake-ass storylines and stuff like that just to get a bag and stuff
good
like
writing.
That.
Yeah, good writing.
No, not at
it.
All.
I
don't know. Stuff like this wasn't going down like that. I remember, okay, it had reality shows where it had families. Okay, if you was going to do that music shit and if you was going to have a show and stuff like that, you didn't have to step on nobody's toes just to get where you at, because what's for you will always be for you. It can't be for nobody else.
Yes,
but I'm saying it's unacceptable. We need to say that's unacceptable. No, it's not okay. It's not okay for our children not don't know how to read. It's not okay for our children to go on TV and act a fool and fight with each other. Why they ain't in school? None of them kids on that TV show in school. None of them showing they carrying books, okay? They out there fighting with some other no good man or no good woman. And then we got OGs on there from that we looked up to. I ain't going to mention no names, but you know what I'm talking about, the people that that used to rap and we used to look up to. Okay, who are they? They children's on the damn show acting a fool. What are they doing? Okay?
Right.
They supporting that shit. Okay, watch the TV and the adults. Okay, I ain't talking about the children because the children don't have – I ain't blaming the children. I'm talking about the adults. You don't feel me, though.
I say 75% of the people I know don't can't read, so, and they grown and everything, so, hey.
That's not okay. Ain't no way you
that is not okay.
You're talking about Black Lives Matter, black women, black men,
thank you.
All this righteous stuff, and you can't teach somebody nothing. All you're going to do is just talk, that's it.
How you going to say Black Lives Matter and you got grown up hip hop on television?
Hey.
How you gonna say Black Lives Matter and you got Empire? Well, they finally took that garbage off of television. You know what I'm saying? But they done added more. Lock up, life after locker. You're teaching your children to go get a man in prison. You're teaching your children to go to send letters to motherfuckers in prison. Hello, watch TV. Adults, I said, not our children, our adults have sold us out, sold our children out. We don't want to speak on that, though. Everything is all right, like Jesse Jackson. No, everything ain't all right. Martin Luther King didn't say that. He said to go have a dream. We got the dream fucked up.
Yeah, right? But I like Malcolm X more, though, by any means necessary.
Is everything all right? Is America beautiful? Is that shit? All right, none of that shit. We don't get along.
Exactly.
Okay? So you listen to Jesse Jackson, look what happened to us. You didn't listen to Martin Luther King. You didn't listen to Malcolm X. They the ones got shot.
Now they was the wrong one. They shot the wrong ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
They shot the wrong ones.
Hey, what they say in the Bible? Safe without works is dead.
Say it again.
The Bible, faith without works is dead.
The people is guzzling all this garbage up in their minds. It's up to the people to let that shit go, because like how it could get old with other people, for the people that's really sucked into that, it's going to get old to them, and they're going to want to do something else. So that's up to the people, you know?
Yeah. But I'd like to continue this conversation for another show. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, this show is not always about hip-hop. It's about everything. And everything is hip-hop. That's how we got hip-hop, because we used it from everyday life's issues, the pain, the struggle, to the glory. Okay, I got a rap song for their ass. I made that up. I'm like Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Detroit feeling me.
Right. Let's roll with it. Hey.
Thank you, my brother. So give us your links and everything before you go.
Yep. Hoghendgnote.com. Got up for my mailing list. Everything is on there.
I got to play your music next month. I got your music and everything. And I'm going to play your music next month.
That would be.
I got the music and I don't listen to the, huh?
Also, my group, Hip Hop Life.
Yeah.
Got all type of music on there, all type of music, producers, managers, everything you want to do in the music industry, they all in that group, Hip Hop Life.
Yeah, and you cook up with Keisha, KM Keisha too. She's an MC too, out of LA. Y'all live together, man, and your network.
That's where all my fit. That's what I'm saying.
That's what we need to do. That's how we're going to keep this art form alive. We need to network each other and stop hating on each other. You know what I'm saying? That's the time it is. That's how the game going to keep. That's why our game is always going to stay, survive. You know what I'm saying? So network each other. Stop hating on each other. We win together. You never know. We win together. You might run into a landmine. You don't even know. People get on the show and don't open their mouth. I have to drag stuff out their mouth. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get on the radio station, you got to drag questions out of their mouth. Nah, you're going to stop me from talking. Because once I get on the roll, I'm going to keep on going. You got to stop me from talking. You know what I'm saying? You never know who you might meet. You might run into somebody in the industry. You only got 5 minutes, and you sitting there, be quiet, and you a hip-hop artist. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
What is the links?
Huh?
What is the links?
What's my links?
No, to L.A.
No. Oh, you talk about her. Oh,
yeah.
She's from Louisiana.
Yeah,
oh.
Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, right.
She's from Louisiana.
What you go by?
I go by KM Keisha.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I can just find you there?
Well, no. Well, just find me on Instagram. It's Keisha, ISSKESHIAA on Instagram. And you can look in my link in my bio. I got all my songs on there. But you can really find me on Instagram and on Facebook.
Well, okay, yes, indeed. I said, no, it's going to be 1,000 people heard with that name.
There's 1,000 unsigned talent that's out here, man. And you just find them all over. And I try to promote them on my radio show. As long as you call in and you send your music, I play your music. And if you want to co-host just like KM Keisha, you know what I'm saying? She get it. She look. She's doing so. What you can't do it to? What you doing? You ain't doing nothing.
Right.
Okay. Promote your music. You never know where you might go. Right. You never know who you might meet. Look, you just met somebody. You just vibe with somebody from Detroit. Okay, and he hip hop. Ask him who he messed with. Ask somebody. And that's the mecca of hip hop. New York wasn't the only mecca of hip hop. L.A.,
right.
Detroit, okay? So I'm not stupid. I'm not ignorant.
Nigga, I'm from New York, but I know music. I know hip hop stuff was all over Detroit, L.A., Chicago. What?
Yes, indeed.
We started this shit, but they advanced. We took it to other places. People other vibes with it.
So you know they all got
they just
throw it down.
That's right.
Everybody
that
Atlanta sound right now.
Yeah, that's what hip hop was supposed to be. Everybody's supposed to do something different. Detroit got a different sound. L.A. got a different sound. Down south got a different sound. We ain't hating on you.
Mm-hmm.
Just have some fun.
Right.
Have some talent. Just some skills. That's it. That's it. Yeah, so thanks for calling, my brother. We keep in contact.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for calling and vibing with us and schooling these people on hip-hop.
No problem. HawkheadGNote.com. Sign up for the mailing list. Let's go. What?
All right. Thanks, my brother. G-Note from Detroit. What's up? Yeah, can we play Mo D's song, Boo Banger, real quick?
We came here tonight to get started, to co-act ill or get retarded.
Baby, please don't go.
That was MTG Deacon, his song Don't Go. Can we take another caller real quick?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Nerich. You already know what's going on.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
It's your boy Nerich, and I'm calling from Livermore, California.
What's up, Nerich? We got KMT on the line. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Man, I just been working. Don't give up on me, because I, man, you already know, I've been working on new music, and I'm about to go up to school, so, yeah, I'm about to go to high school, so it's going to be a lot different.
Yeah, that's my brother, young brother from Stockton, California. He's 14 years old. He's a young, dope rapper, and he's trying to come up in the game, and he's going through children's stuff right now. So what we got to say, man, stay in school, learn how to read and write, and everything's going to happen all right. Once you learn how to read and write, you can then you can develop your raps, and then you're going to be a better rapper. So don't be in such a rush. Like I said, learn how to read and learn how to write so you can control your own destiny, okay? Because when you have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, nobody can tell you what to do, all right? They're going to ask you what to do. Because when you have knowledge, knowledge is power, okay? When you have knowledge, they're going to come ask you. You not the other way around, okay? So do keep on doing what you're doing. Life is a struggle, okay? Nothing come easy. Black folks ain't never had nothing easy. Remember, you black. And every time you think about it, remember, black. You got to struggle. Ain't nobody going to give us it. We got to work 10 times harder than the next one to get where we want to go. So keep on doing what you're doing, and don't let nobody tell you to do different.
Right. I understand.
Stay in school, number one. Stay out of trouble. Don't let somebody else tell you what to do. You be your own man. Dance to your own beat. You know, if you know what's right, you do what's right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't let nobody influence you to do something you know ain't right. Always do what's right.
All the time, yeah.
Because all the enemy is going to be your enemy if you don't. If any, that's what I'm saying. They want you to do wrong. Black Lives Matter. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
We got to twist this. Got that Black Lives Matter twist this. Real Lives Matter. That's what time it is. Change that shit up. Change the t-shirt. Real Lives Matter.
Real Lives Matter. That's good right there.
Yeah, I done came up with that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go make a t-shirt like that. I don't give a damn about the money. I don't give a damn about the money. Go ahead. Use it. Yo, use my shit and give me some credit. I don't. You ain't got to give me no fucking money, okay?
Yeah.
Because I'm talented. I ain't got no record deal. And I come with shit. I ain't got to write nothing down. I ain't got a record deal yet. They hate me. Real hip-hoppers don't got no record deal. You got to take off your clothes. You got to dance on strip poles.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What time it is. I keep it real. Brother, stay in school and keep doing what you're doing, like I said, and keep hip-hop alive. He's a dope rapper, too. Tell him about your music.
They don't like people like that in this industry. They don't like people that's smart and, you know, that come into the industry, especially dope rappers like you and other people who they call cop podcasts, especially me. They don't like people that's smart. They want people... they want people like us to treat us like puppets and stuff like that, and they won't call that hip hop. That's not what it is. That's why so many rappers, you know, that's big now, you know, be telling people and even kids, you know, like to stay in school. You know, if you dropped out, try to get back in school. Get that out the way. They don't like people that smart at all.
It's using that internet. Y'all know how to catch naked pictures. Google and teach you how to read. Google and teach you how to count. You ain't got to go to school. You ain't got to spend no money. You got a computer sitting right in front of your face. You got an iPad. You spend $600 on that shit. Okay? You can't afford to pay your rent. You got a phone that's $600. Learn how to read. Stop sending them naked pictures and talking ignorant on fucking Facebook. Learn how to read. You ain't got no stuff.
Man, that's
another
stuff. They have a lot of that going on around, but look, I'm going to tell you what, and I hope I don't get wrong for saying this, but it do got people that be on the block that be in strip clubs making their livelihood trying to do the right thing, trying to have better futures. It had people that was doing stuff like that just to make a good life so they won't have to do that no more. Nowadays, today, they just made it a habit. They made
Did
it
I tell you what they
for? That's really out there, that's really getting it. Y'all making it hard for people out there that's really working and really getting it like that. You know, y'all making it
but
hard
I
for them.
I didn't say it was their fault. It's their fathers and mothers that sold them out. Okay, I said the OGs. Didn't I say that? What did I first say? Okay. She wouldn't have been in the strip club if she had a man in her life, okay?
Hey.
If she had a woman in her life, a real woman, excuse me, let me take that back. Not these boys. I'm talking about real men. If she had a real man in her family, she wouldn't be in the strip clubs. It's not her fault.
It got people who don't have that guidance, though. They have to find
that
somewhere. And
right, but you have a choice, though.
They got to look in the most effed up places to look for those guidance. So you really can't blame those people because they really trying to find a way out.
I'm not. I said they sold.
Right.
I said the adults sold them out. Because whoever had that baby, somebody made that baby, okay? What do you mean they ain't got no father or mother? Somebody made that baby. She just didn't come out and just all of a sudden just shut. You ain't watching movies. She didn't just drop out the air. Somebody made that baby then failed to take care of it, I said. So that person is irresponsible, and that's why she's doing what she's doing.
Exactly. Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Don't have kids, because 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to be that person.
Thank
guide
you.
Them, and they're going to get
say it again.
They're going to grow up without no guidance, and the cycle is going to restart. I see where you're coming from.
They need to be in jail. They got the wrong people in jail. The one that's not taking care of the kids need to be in jail. We got the wrong people in jail. We got the wrong judges. Again, this system is fucked up. You got fucking criminals out on the fucking street and got fucking people that just did some stupid-ass shit in the jailhouse. And they making money off of you. That's why I say, man, Rich, stay in school and do the right thing, okay? I don't know if he's still here. I know
But all the kids, anybody who's listening, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, stay in school. Don't let nobody manipulate you into doing something that you know that you don't want to do or, you know, that's messed up and stuff like that. Go ahead and keep doing what you're doing because one day all that's going to have to pay off. Just keep living your life, keep treating people good, and keep God first. That's how you win. You don't win by stepping on people's toes.
Hey, Rich, you still there? Oh, he's gone. Okay. Well, give us your shots out before you go and tell you where we can find your music. And I'd like to thank you for supporting the show and everything. We're going to stay in touch. But we always stay in touch.
Y'all can find me on Instagram. It's Keisha, ItsKeshiaa. You can find me on Instagram right there. The link is in my bio to all my songs. If y'all want to listen to all my songs, you can find me on Facebook, KM Keisha. I do have a TikTok too. Same name as my Instagram, so I do be TikToking sometimes. You know, my shout-outs, I want to give a shout-out to Two Real School. I want to give a shout-out to Bronson. I want to give a shout-out to my clique, my home. Trap Zone, and especially I want to give a shout out to myself for really pushing myself. You know, I want to thank me, but first I want to thank God. But not, I want to thank me and everybody else who's been behind me with all this stuff here. And this is a shout out to the people who felt like, okay, I wasn't gonna do nothing about it, but guess what? I am doing something about it, and got all the way in the back of the bus getting left behind. So I want to shout out to y'all too.
Well, that's what's up.
keep the dream alive. We got to go. Sorry that we wasn't, Mel Diaz, sorry if we wasn't able to play your song before I go, but we're going to play it next week, I promise. But thank you, for Keisha, for calling in and supporting my show. And I'm OMF. I'm out. I got to go. I'll see y'all next Wednesday. Peace.
All right. See y'all.
Peace. Peace.